whose motion can be traced to whatever started the projectile in motion. But just how fast does the projectile travel along its path, and how far does it get before it hits the ground? Aristotle does not say that the calculation or measurements are too difficult, or that not enough is yet known about the laws of motion to give a detailed description of the projectile's motion. Rather, Aristotle does not offer an answer, right or wrong, because he does not realize that these are questions worth asking. And why are they worth asking? The reader, like Aristotle, might not care very much how fast the projectile falls. I don't much care myself. The important thing is that we now know the principles, Newton's law of motion and gravitation, and the equations of aerodynamics, that determine precisely where the projectile is at every moment in its flight. I'm not saying here that we actually can calculate exactly how the projectile moves. The flow of air past an irregular stone or an arrow's feathers is complicated, and so our calculations are likely to be only fair approximations, especially for air flows that become turbulent. There is also the problem of specifying precise initial conditions. Nevertheless, we can use our known physical principles to solve simpler problems, like the motion of planets in airless space, or the steady flow of air around spheres or plates, well enough to reassure us that we really do know what principles govern the projectile's flight. In the same way, we cannot calculate the course of biological evolution, but we now know pretty well the principles by which it is governed. This is an important distinction, one that tends to get muddled in arguments over the meaning or the existence of final laws of nature. When we say that one truth explains another, as for instance that the physical principles, the rules of quantum mechanics, governing electrons in electric fields explain the laws of chemistry, we do not necessarily mean that we can actually deduce the truths we claim have been explained. Sometimes we can complete the deduction, as for the chemistry of the very simple hydrogen molecule, but sometimes the problem is just too complicated for us. In speaking in this way of scientific explanations, we have in mind not what scientists actually deduce, but instead a necessity built into nature itself. For instance, even before physicists and astronomers learned in the 19th century how to take account of the mutual attraction of the planets in accurate calculations of their motions, they could be reasonably sure that the planets move the way they do because they are governed by Newton's laws of motion and gravitation, or whatever more exact laws Newton's laws approximate. Today, even though we cannot predict everything that chemists may observe, we believe that atoms behave in the way they do in chemical reactions because the physical principles that govern the electrons and electric forces inside atoms leave no freedom for the atoms to behave in any other way.